In the end, former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky did not take the stand to defend himself against 51 charges of sexual abuse of young boys. Sandusky's attorneys rested their case today. After hearing testimony from Sandusky's wife yesterday, 8 of his alleged 10 victims, one psychiatrist who claimed that Sandusky is suffering from something called histrionic personality disorder, and another psychiatrist who dismissed that idea. Michael Sisak is a reporter for The Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He's in Bellefonte, PA at the trial today. Mike, defense attorney Joe Amendola began this trial saying that Jerry Sandusky would testify. What was the reaction when they rested and he didn't? And do we know why he didn't?
Well, that's true. Jerry Sandusky's attorney Joe Amendola was gung-ho about having Jerry Sandusky take the stand and tell the jury in his own words what happened with these 8 young boys who, at the time, young boys who testified here as young adults, young men, about heinous abuse. He said Jerry Sandusky was going to take the stand. Today, that all changed. They huddled in a conference room during a morning recess, and the attorneys determined that Jerry Sandusky was not going to take the stand. It appears that Jerry Sandusky wanted to testify, wanted to tell his story. The attorneys were able to convince him otherwise, perhaps thinking that he would be a liability on the stand, because the people in this case would bring up, the prosecutors in this case would bring up some previous comments that he made, including the Bob Costas interview, and things he might have told to that psychiatrist on Sunday.
The psychiatrist on Sunday, remind us.
The prosecution evaluated Jerry on Sunday as a response to this histrionic personality disorder defense. So they spent about 3 hours with him on Father's Day. And as part of that evaluation process, anything that Jerry Sandusky might have said, any confession he may have made, not that he did, but if he said something to that effect, that could have been brought up on cross-examination if Jerry Sandusky were on the stand.
What about Jay and Sue Paterno, the son and widow of revered Penn State football coach Joe Paterno, who's, of course, since died? Did they appear?
They did not. They were on the initial list of potential witnesses for the defense in this case, but ultimately they were not called to the stand. And possibly for good reason. Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky reportedly had a very fractious relationship in the last few years that Jerry Sandusky was on the coaching staff, 1998, 1999. Publicly, it has been learned over the years that Jerry Sandusky was upset that he would not be able to replace Joe Paterno. Of course, Joe coached until last November when he was fired in the wake of all this. So there might have been some friction there. And then, of course, the speculation is that this might have been friction resulting from some activity that was going on that came out in this case in 1998, the police investigation there.
Well, was there anything, did anything happen in the courtroom when it was seemed suddenly over, at least for now? I mean, now the jury deliberates. What was the reaction?
It was surprising. It was surprising to us in the media, and it was surprising to people involved in the case. The jurors seemed, a little, not that they had too much of a reaction, but a little, flustered, like, this is it, this is over. And the closing arguments will begin tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then deliberations will go after the judge instructs the jury on the charges. It seems very rapid. The prosecution only took 4 days in this case. They presented 20 witnesses, including 8 accusers, and the defense took less than 3 days, presenting mostly character witnesses, and some people got up there and said when they were with Jerry Sandusky, they never saw any abuse, never heard any abuse. The biggest witness probably was the wife, Dottie Sandusky, and even her testimony didn't have that sort of bombshell Hollywood feel to it like you might have expected from an episode of Law & Order where, somebody gets up and says, oh, he never did this, he never did that. She just kind of went matter-of-factly through some of the allegations and gave her impression of some of the accusers. That was pretty much it.
Well, Mike, we just got about a minute here. We've been hearing from at least one listener saying, I don't want to hear any more about this trial. We know you're hearing the same thing in comments at the paper, but are there people in town, and again, just in a few seconds, saying it's time we aired this out and at least we'll have a decision?
It's sort of been a mixed bag of reaction from people around here and readers in our paper and elsewhere. You have the people who say they are very curious about this case. They want to know some of the details, some of what Mr. Sandusky is alleged to have done. And they also wanted to hear, frankly, today, him defend himself.
Well,
and they didn't get to hear
they
that.
They didn't get that. I'm going to have to end it there, Mike, but they did not get that today, so there'll be a lot of conversation about that. Mike Sisak of The Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, as the defense rests in the Jerry Sandusky trial. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.